It's really fortunate that we got the 100% water allocation this year because it's been tough for growers, particularly tree nut growers. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Ryan Jacobson is CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau.
Not only because of a lack of water and less crops going in the ground, during the same time we've had inflation costs go through the roof. And so the fact that not only is more water available, it's going to be more affordable farmers comes right at the right time because commodity prices are at low ends right now for a lot of commodities. And so by bringing down those water costs, hopefully it's going to help those farmers' bottom line.
You got to think, with all the water on the ground, flooding issues, will it help growers get through Sigma or stave it off for more years in hopes it'll ladle up more water to the underground aquifer?
We all know that one good year after three bad years isn't enough, but we're hopeful that this is one good year, potentially followed by one or two more good years, that really allows us to put a dent in trying to recharge those aquifers up. We're learning things this year. We're getting better prepared for Sigma, and there's been just a lot of lessons learned as far as trying to recharge more of this water, on-farm recharge, working with farmers. And so I'm optimistic that we're going to continue to use more and more of this water in the future when we get these kind of storm events.
Again, that's Ryan Jacobson. He's a CEO of the Fresno County Farm Bureau and a fourth-generation farmer himself. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.